But right now, let's get right to it. We got the great, the GOAT, Jeff Heath, Cowboys safety, who started out training camp as the strong safety. He's going to open his game as a free safety. He's the do-it-all safety. Hey, man, we appreciate your time. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
Can you just talk about the excitement going into this opener and what's the feeling like on the team right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited. There's you know, a lot of anticipation. First regular season game, there always is every year. You know, I think personally, and, you know, really, I think I can speak for a lot of the defense and DBs. You know, we're really excited for this first game. You know, we feel like we had a good camp. You know, we've been improving a lot. We've been growing a lot with each other out there on the field. So, I mean, we're just excited to get out there and keep playing.
I want to know who's more excited. You guys, defensive back coach Chris Richard. I mean, goodness gracious, he's a bundle of energy over there and certainly get you guys fired up.
Yeah, he is, man. I mean, he's excited for every day. You know, every day seems like it's you know, the biggest day, biggest game to him. And I think we really feed off that energy. You know, he has so much knowledge, so much energy, attitude, you know, really everything that you're looking for in a coach, you know, DB coach especially. So I think he's been great for us, and, you know, I'm really happy that, you know, we have him.
One of the downsides, though, here, going to be starting out without Xavier Woods, meaning Kayvon Frazier stepping into the starting lineup. What are the biggest improvements you think you've seen that Kayvon's made 1 year ago compared to today?
Yeah, I think Kayvon's improved a lot. You know, he played last year near the end of the season, and he did a really good job. You know, he's a physical player. You know, he's got good instincts. He's tough, all that. You know, I think the biggest area I've seen him improve is just kind of just dissecting and registering everything faster. You know, when you're playing up close to the ball, you have to be able to react really fast. And he always knew what to do, but now you just see it. It's just happening faster for him, and, you know, he's able to stay one step ahead, and you know, I think we're going to see him make a lot of plays.
What's went through your mind when you heard all the reports about the Cowboys trying to trade for Earl Thomas?
You know, I didn't really have many thoughts on it. It didn't bother me. It didn't make me excited. It was just, you know, he's a great player. He's played his way throughout his career. He's played his way into you know, being coveted by everybody. And, you know, obviously I trust the guys that we had on our team, but at the same time, if you can add a player of his caliber, it can only make your team and make your defense better. So, you know, I kind of just tried to focus on what we were doing, the guys we had here. If they were to get something done, I would have been excited to, you know, play with him, learn from him. But, you know, that was about the extent of the thought I put into it.
Fast forward to Sunday, and that's what's really important. How do you stop Cam Newton? Tackling him as big as he is, you put some thought into a big 255-pound guy. You know, certainly, you know, you're going to try to get him on the blitz, but when he's running out of the pocket, can you just talk about the thought of tackling him?
Yeah, you know, he presents a big challenge in a lot of different ways, obviously. He's got a strong arm. He can make every throw. But like you said, he's a huge guy, and he's a very athletic guy. So, you know, you have to have a plan when you're tackling him. You got to wrap up. Kind of all the fundamentals of tackling that you learn when you're 7 years old, it's no different, man. You gotta keep your head up. You got to wrap him up, run your feet, hold on, wait for some other guys to get there with you. But, you know, he's tough to stop. He's proven that throughout his career. So, it's an exciting challenge for us.
Talking to Jeff Heath here, Cowboys starting safety on ESPN Game Night. Outside of Cam Newton, what other weapons on the Carolina offense worry you the most?
I wouldn't say worry is the best word, but, you know, we just have to be aware of a lot of guys. You know, obviously, McCaffrey, they have a plan for him. They love giving him the ball in space, especially, you know, running routes out of the backfield. You know, he's a challenge. Greg Olsen. He's been very successful in this league for a long time. And, you know, he's still, it doesn't look like he's missed a step or lost a step. So, you know, he's another guy. You know, they got C.J. Anderson last year from Denver, and he gave us a lot of problems when we played him last year. So, you know, they really have – they have a great team. They have a great offense. They got athletes at just about every position. You know, I think we're going to match up well with them, though.
The growth of this defense, certainly in training camp, you guys were eye-opener. Certainly the corners, you know, it was funny. As a media member, we're like, why is the offense not making plays? Why are the receivers not making plays? Well, the corners are pretty good. You see the way Chido and Byron are playing well, and that defensive line is so much speed there with the addition of Randy Gregory and certainly those linebackers. Can you just talk about the excitement of this defense and how good can y'all be?
Yeah, you know, I think obviously we're very excited with the guys we have, the coaches we have, the system we have. You know, I think we have a lot of speed at pretty much every level, a lot of athleticism, instincts, all the stuff that you need to be a good defense. You know, I think the potential is there for us to be very good, but obviously potential only goes so far. We have to continue to, you know, improve, continue to grow. Take it 1 week at a time, and then hopefully, you know, if we just focus on that by the end of the year, hopefully that's how we're viewed. But, you know, it's kind of the cliche answer, but, you know, we're just really taking it 1 week at a time and trying to improve.
Speaking of views, can you talk about how people view you now? I mean, it seems like people are finally appreciating you as a football player, and you got this nickname on social media, the GOAT Jeff Heath. I don't know if you've heard that, but just can you talk about how your game has evolved and how people are finally realizing that, hey, Jeff Heath's a pretty good player?
Yeah, I think my game's evolved a lot, obviously, since I was a rookie. And, you know, I'm no different than really a lot of guys. I mean, you know, if you look at like college players when they come in their freshman year and when they leave their senior year, you know, completely different players, completely different people. And I think the NFL is no different, man. A lot of guys, you come into your rookie year, you're a young kid, and before you know it, you know, just so much experience, you know, all the practice, all the reps, going against great players, great coaching. If you approach it the right way, you have no chance or you have no choice but to improve as a player. So that's really just been my focus. You know the areas that you need to improve on, know what your strengths are, and, you know, play to your strengths and improve your weaknesses. And then, you know, hopefully you can become a player that you know, you're proud of.
Or the GOAT.
That's all you got. I don't know, man.
Talking to Jeff Heath here on ESPN Game Night, talking about some of those younger players, which of your rookie teammates impressed you the most in their first training camp?
Yeah, I really like Michael Gallup. I think you can see right away just the type of athlete he is, type of playmaker he is. You know, obviously, Leighton, he missed some time during training camp, but when he is out there, man, he's a huge guy. He's a really good athlete. He's got really good instincts. You know, I think he's got a chance to be really good. I really like our whole rookie class, man. I think they all just approach it the right way. They all want to get better. They want to learn. They're tough, coachable. You know, really all the stuff you're looking for out of younger players. I think they all have that. You know, the Cowboys do a really good job bringing those types of guys in, and you know, they make our team a lot better. So I'm excited to see those guys develop and make a lot of plays for us this year.
Hey man, we certainly appreciate it. I know you guys are getting ready to take off to Charlotte in the morning. I don't know if you guys have any dinners or meetings tonight, but we thank you for your time, and good luck on Sunday.
All right, man, thank you guys.